This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump moved to cut direct aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras on Saturday. The State Department notified Congress it would look to suspend payments to the three nations, which have been home to some of the migrant caravans that have moved through Mexico to the U.S. border. On Friday, President Trump threatened to close the U.S.-Mexico border in the coming days.
When you close the border, also you will stop a lot of the drugs from coming in, because we take in tremendous drugs from Mexico, as you know as well as I do. So you close up the border and you watch the drugs go way down, too. But I will close the border if Mexico doesn't get with it, if Mexico doesn't stop it.
The Trump administration says it will dramatically increase the number of asylum seekers sent back over the southern border each day. Venezuelans held competing protests on Saturday, declaring their support for President Nicolas Maduro or self-declared interim president Juan Guaido. The protest came a day after the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies announced it has obtained permission to distribute humanitarian aid. That process should begin within 20 days. The permission marks a change in the Maduro government's policy on outside aid, which has been blocked from entering Venezuela. In Afghanistan, a mortar attack on a school in the volatile southeastern Ghazni province killed at least four students and wounded more than a dozen others, including two teachers. It's not certain who fired the mortar round, and a government official tells VOA the incident is being investigated. The assault comes on the heels of the Taliban capturing a strategically important northeastern district where a dozen Afghan police and security personnel died. This is VOA News.